Cool to UDS here with this week's tip. A while back, I shared with you some words that we should use, bad words, good words. And I wanted to share with you, I promised I'd share with you a few more, and I'd like to do that today. I'd like to share with you just a few more words. And as trivial as it may sound, you know, when you look at sales, especially in our office, in the business office, you know, sales are lost by, it could be just a couple words or one word. The first word I'd like to discuss with you or share with you is the word but. But what? I mean, oftentimes we'll go through our menu presentation, we'll start a menu presentation by telling the customer that these are the figures you agreed to, I want you to know you can take delivery of the figures or whatever, but there's other options available to you. That but raises their defenses. Instead of saying but, use the word and. For example, these are the figures you agreed to, I want you to know you can take delivery of the vehicle at these figures, and there are additional options that I'd like to share with you. It's simply my job to go over them, so if you don't mind, may I do that. It's a lot better than the but or the however. Use and. The next word I'd like to talk to you about is if. You know, if your vehicle, or in the event your vehicle, were to be a total loss or breakdown, if. So there's a chance it might not happen in an event. Is it really an event when my car breaks down or when it gets a total loss? I look at an event as like the 4th of July. Event, it's when. So when you're talking to your customer about enrolling in a program or subscribing to a plan or product that you're offering or making available to them, as I always talk about, use the word when. When your vehicle's a total loss. When your vehicle breaks down, rather than in the event or if. I'd like to also talk to you about contract. Now, this is the trivial one. A contract. What is a contract? It's a long-term agreement. Long-term. Agreement is a much softer word than contract. So whenever possible, use the word agreement. I know we call it a retail installment contract. There's nothing wrong with calling it a retail installment agreement. An agreement and contract basically have the same meaning, but agreement is just a much softer way of saying contract. Then there's sign here. Sign here. What am I signing? Approve this. Okay it. It's a much softer way of getting customers to sign paper. And let's face it, customers sign a lot of paperwork. Now, that may sound trivial to you, and of course, in some way they do to me as well. But remember, sales are lost by just a few words. And the last word I'd like to talk to you about is when you say honestly. Honestly. Sales consultants aren't honest. When you say honestly, don't just say it. Do it. Be honest, and your customer will realize that. That's the tip of the week.